the new X app and set the alarm to wake up with the People's Morning Show. Nipsey, Earl, and Jen Shade.
105.7, the X.
What's going on there?
The great Dusty Rhodes,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, what's good? Whoa. Bella Roar, man. How long y'all been up? Just about 5:30?
Yeah, we started at 5:30.
I love it, man. That's cool. Yeah, I got in from Orlando, red-eyed like late last night, so.
Who'd you beat up?
No, nobody, man. I was trying to beat up somebody to get on the plane, man. I changed my ticket. No, so that's cool.
Hey, I got the new book, Dusty, Reflections of an American Dream. It's really good.
Well, thank you, man. I really, you know, it was a labor of love, just, you know, writing about my past and the future and what I thought about the industry and telling some great stories. And you know, I wanted the people to see the other side of me about the way I feel about my family and, you know, and all them things. So it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm proud of it.
What are you working, who are you working with now? Are you working with any federations or doing anything?
You know, we're up there at, we're doing the Universal stuff for TNA.
Okay.
Just had a pay-per-view this past weekend. We've got one coming up in June, and Fox Sports Nets carried the show nationwide, you know, doing a lot of motivational speaking and, you know, working on my screenplay. Hope to be shooting my first independent film in November.
What's that going to be about?
If I tell you, I have to kill you.
Oh, man, and you probably could do that, so I'm not going
to
mess with you.
I'd have to get funky like a monkey on you. I mean, you know, doing a lot of stuff. You know, you go on DustyRhodesWrestling.com, and you can, you know, find out where I'm at and everything. But I'm really enjoying this book and talking to all you guys across the country. Really helped me out. I think the people are going to enjoy it.
All the years of wrestling, and you know there's different storylines and everything like that. Is there anybody
right.
that you wrestled that you really didn't like and just wanted to beat the crap out of for real?
Terry Funk, probably, you know. They ask that question all the time. You know, he just, you know, me and him, we got a lot of respect. We have a lot of respect for each other, but it's just it's a matter of persistence. I mean, he's just determined to go to, you know, going to old agehood, just wanting to kick my ass every time he sees me, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And Kevin Sullivan was the same, and Flair, you know, Tully Blanchard, the consent, you know, everybody said, well, after the fight, they see all these guys. Well, Ric Flair and me, you know, even though the respect was there, we never had a, you know, outgoing affection for each other.
Oh, wow.
And now you get older, they think you're old, you know? Like somebody gonna sneak up and belly crawl on you, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So now you gotta really watch for them.
Right.
So what do you think of how the business has changed, Dusty, over the years? Is it a good or a bad thing?
I think it's good because without change, you don't get numbers on your station. We don't get numbers on TV. You have to change. You have to pyro. You have to music. You have to have, you know, you have to have stories and, you know, whatever said about it. Well, the only thing that is bad about it is this TNA and Total Nonstop Action Wrestling that we're working on right now down at Universal. We have to get the mainstream because other than that, Vincent dominates everything.
Yeah.
Back in my day, there were 26, 28 places you could go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were a lot of wrestling fans out there in rural America that don't get to see all these things in person. So I think, you know, bringing that back is going to really help the younger kids.
Hey, so what's your son up to now?
He's down in, you know, at the ranch in High Springs down in Florida, and he's with TNA.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, we got some stuff going on, kind of a rock, southern rock wrestling thing going on this Sunday down in Ocala with Marshall Tucker Band and some other stuff. So we're, you know, we're enjoying each other. I'm able to be around him a little bit more, so it's pretty cool.
Because it's funny because, I mean, he went from, he was a good guy, then he was a bad guy, and then he was, what's the guy's name?
Goldust?
And he was Goldust.
Yeah,
that was a crazy
Goldust
run.
Yeah, that was, you know, he was finding himself. You know, it's hard being the son of of somebody, and you just gotta find yourself. And that gimmick was tremendous when it first came out. There was nothing ever like it. It Vince and you know, it really kind of changed the way he looked at things, and you know, so it had its run. It was cool, you know.
Now
I don't
know
if I could fit in that costume myself. You know what I'm talking about?
Now you were a booker, and for people who don't know that, can you explain a little bit what that is?
Well, what they call booker, or what they said, it's just like the coach, football-wise. So you have the guys that are on the team. There's behind-the-scenes stuff. My favorite stuff, obviously, is the creation of videos and the movie type and the storylines and writing the show just like you would write a sitcom. And basically, that's what it is. A booker in the old days in our industry, obviously, was the guy that you know, that booked the towns, and you know, that had Ali against Frazier, or he had Rhodes against Flair, or whatever it was. And, you know, back then we went 7 days a week, twice on Sunday.
Whew.
And I talk a lot about that in the book, and it's just, you know, it's really cool. I think people will enjoy knowing just the question you asked and finding out what it really is.
Yeah, I love the behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's somebody who's been a wrestling fan forever. You know, I'm still learning stuff for the first time, which is cool. Let me play a quick game with you called Word Association.
Sounds cool.
I'm going to give you a wrestler's name. You just tell me the first thing that pops in your head, okay?
Right.
Okay, Ric Flair.
Respect.
Hulk Hogan.
Yellow finger. It's in the book. You know, remember, I mean, when you get to that point, that was when our business really started to change.
Yeah, when Hogan...
That was the American Dream era when it came into that deal, and I started seeing all these foam yellow fingers in the audience. I knew then that marketing had kind of taken over and moved this guy into a different level, so yellow finger.
Magnum T.A.
Movie star.
Tully Blanchard.
Well, I won't say the A word, but butthole.
Okay. Triple H.
Butthole number two.
Oh, my God. And finally, Mick Foley.
Inspiration, you know, for me to write the book and for young kids that look like me and him and aren't built like, you know, these
right
superstars are to... That you can reach that American dream. So
that's
cool.
That's funny because I there are people that love Mick Foley. I can't imagine anyone who doesn't like him. You know, they pretty much all love him.
Dusty, it's been a pleasure and honor to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you guys so much. DustyRoseWrestling.com. Books everywhere. I appreciate it. Y'all read it. Give me a call back and tell me what you think.
Absolutely, Dusty.
Right,
thank
guys.
You.
The world's heavyweight title belongs to these people. I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world. Now, reach it out, because the love that was given me, and this time, I will repay you now, because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion on this Hard Time Blues Dusty Rhodes Tour 85.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes fans.
Grab the new X app and set the alarm to wake up with the People's Morning Show. Nipsey, Earl, and Jen Shade.
105.7 The X.